It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. It's time for our forecast and a special bonus this morning as well. Morning, Pat.
And good morning, Marshall. Did you say it is 63?
62 degrees, yeah.
I'm 61.
You're 61?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty even.
Yeah.
It was funny.
You had the storms, didn't you, last night?
Last night.
In the morning?
What heavy, heavy rains. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, thunder and lightning, but I mean really heavy rain for about 20 minutes. Just like,
yeah.
Like a car wash.
Shirley woke me up at 2:15 when the thunder started. So it was an early morning at the Weather Center for Pat. Can I tell you? She is so frightened.
Well, it's funny because Shirley does that, and I know Emma, one of my cats, Emma.
Yeah.
20 minutes before a thunderstorm comes, she hides. She knows when it's coming.
When it's coming.
Yeah, she hides. Either she tries to get in the shower where the shower curtain is, or she goes under my bed, and then she stays there for at least an hour or two after it finishes.
Isn't that something?
There, your furry family friends. And members are pretty good, most of them, at looking at the forecast and knowing what's coming. They really are.
Yeah. Well, I think we should have a nice day today. 80, 81, 82, partly sunny, low humidity. Tonight, 55 to 60. Sun and clouds Wednesday, low 80s. Sunny Thursday, 80. Sun, some clouds, getting more humid on Friday, middle 80s. And over the weekend, we're in the 80s. It's humid. And we have a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Now you have two disturbances in the Atlantic. One is over the Leeward Islands. And that's going to be moving south of Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Cuba. So it may emerge into the Gulf, and it could easily become Laura. And then you have another one in the South Central Atlantic that is showing even more promise. That one's going to move north of Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic by early next week, and that could become Marco. Very scary because we're not even in the peak of hurricane season yet, and the entire pattern is lending itself to increased tropical activity. Before we get on to the surprise,
yes,
I just want to tell you that if you were to see me and you would just, take a look, close look, I'd say, Pat, did you do anything yesterday? And if you took a close look and you saw my right arm, you'd say, oh, you were to the doctors. I don't remember a black and blue mark like this where blood has been taken out ever.
Pat,
that's how.
Pat, yeah. Pat. That's amazing. Remember when I told you I was going to talk to you about something off the air?
Yeah.
Last week, my doctor advised me to go to the emergency room and get a blood test because he didn't like one of the markers in one of my blood tests. And so I get to the emergency room and. They're all prepared for me because they want to put me in a wheelchair. I don't need a wheelchair. He just told me to get a blood test. Oh, no, you've got a marker for this. We've got it. So anyways, the first nurse comes in. She's very nice. She says, I have to put a pick in because we have to do several tests. And so I said, okay. Right. So I'm sitting there, and she saw my left arm. And I'm going to hold my left arm up to the camera so people can see it here. And now this is 4 days later. I have a bruise that's about 2 inches by 2 inches on my arm. Now, I'll let people see it. Now, she couldn't get it done. So another nurse came in and did my right arm. Not even a pinprick. This wasn't just for blood. This was a pick, to go in.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to tell you about that. And everything came out fine. There was everything. My doctor was just being overcautious. Everything was fine. But still, it's funny when you look at one arm and you see this, it looks like I've been punched by a heavyweight boxer.
Yeah.
And you look at the other arm and the only thing that's left is the damn adhesive from where they had to put the pick in.
Right. I was kind of surprised because, remember 2 weeks ago I went for the colonoscopy.
Yeah.
And you know, they had the pick in my arm before I went into the room. You couldn't even notice where it was put in. But this one, forget it. But anyhow, the good news there is that my pressure was 67/108, and he said, "Pat, cut your blood pressure pill in half." I said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "It's only 5 milligrams." He goes, "Cut it in half." So now I'm down to 2.5 milligrams of a pressure pill.
Well, that's good. My blood pressure, when I came into the hospital, because my doctor made me rush there, was 140 over like 110. But then by the time I left, they took it again, and it was back down to 114 over 76. Yeah, so
that's great. That's good. Good.
But it's funny, when they first took it, the doctor said, "Do you normally have this high blood pressure?" So I said, "Well, if you were called by your doctor and told to go to the emergency room for a blood test because they didn't like
would your
blood pressure go through the roof?" Anyway, well, speaking about going through the roof, the Metro Weather fall forecast.
Right. October, the first few days, we're just looking for a couple of showers. But the first week, we start out fair and cool, and heavy showers and storms the late week. Bright and nice for the third week, showers at the end of the week. The third week, showers start the week, and end the week, it's mild. And the last week, mainly dry and chilly.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little uncharacteristic of October, because usually it's a very dry month. It's going to be showery.
All right.
November, the first week, dry, cold, rain, even wet snow. First week, second week, fair and chilly, then windy and wet for late week. The third week, early rain, some wet snow again, then windy with rain changing to wet snow and flurries during the late week period. And the last week, windy with snow showers and turning fair milder for Thanksgiving weekend. And December to end it. First few days, windy, wet, turning cold. The first week, some rain and or snow showers with a winter storm for late week. Second week, windy, cold with snow showers. Third week, wintry mix gives way to dry and cold for Christmas time. And the last week, fair then windy with a wintry mix to end the year. And I said, that's 58, lots of quick changes, many ups and downs, but Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas look problem-free. Overall precipitation below, temperatures should be above. I'm not saying how much above. Could be very, very close to bordering on normal. We're going to have a La Nina for the fall and winter, and that is not going to bode well as we get into the winter, because I think, and I'll just give you a little preview, I'm working on it now, I think during the course of the winter, there will be, get this, a super snowstorm.
Why? Thanks, Pat.
A super snowstorm. Okay. And that's all I'll say right now.
All right. Well, with that super forecast, we'll have to say super goodbye until tomorrow.
I'll see you on Super Wednesday.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.